Sky in the Night. What? You try to talk about a lot of things.
No, I'm so, just thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did that. Walking out in the night and you're looking at the night
at the sky
with like.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not far off.
Really?
You're not far off.
Yeah.
Now, as the topic of the day from Rise for Education, Night Sky, humans have been looking at and learning about the night sky since the first days of ancient civilization. Understanding the right sky allowed understanding the night sky allowed early humans to navigate across land and sea. It also allowed us to invent calendars and think beyond the experiences of the everyday. Now, the scientific study of what we see in the night is called astronomy. Now, astronomy has helped us understand that what we see in the night sky are enormous but very distant objects moving around in space. These include stars, comets, and planets. We also now know that we live on just another one of these planets, and we also we call it Earth, Jay, because of the night sky. Now there is a lot. I'm actually thinking about the whole galactic thing. That's another topic that I want to actually just touch on in a bit. But then there is a lot we can learn and appreciate with our eyes alone. This provides an excellent starting point to learn more about astronomy. Now, stars, when you look at the night sky, almost all of the shining dots you see are stars. Almost all. Now, stars are enormous balls of gas held together by their own gravity. A process called nuclear fusion occurs within them. Now, nuclear fusion releases a lot of energy in the form of heat and light. Now, the nearest star to us is the sun. The light it produces is the only source of heat for the Earth's surface. Without it, our world would be nothing more than a frozen rock. The sun is 1.3 million times bigger than the Earth, and 147.23 million kilometers away. Chai. Most stars are much further away. Oh. Now, the nearest star after the sun is Alpha Breakfast Show. Ah! I'm kidding. The nearest star after the sun is Alpha Centauri, and that is a 41-point hilly. These are trillion. We're in the trillions now. Oh, 41.3 trillion kilometers away. Stars still inspire scientists today. They are developing ways in which nuclear fusion, similar to that performed in stars, might be used on Earth as a new source of energy. Now, guidance for stargazing. Stargazing is best done in clear nights. Now, clouds and dust will obscure the stars, making them harder to see. Stars are also harder to see if there are other sources of light, such as fires or torches. They can make it harder for your eyes to adjust to the star's level of brightness. The best stargazing is done away from cities. I was about to talk about this, Toby. Toby, have you been to Joburg and looked up in the city center?
I haven't looked up.
Yeah, try looking up at night. You won't see not one dot. Like, I was like, wait, wow. I see stars every time I'm in Lesotho, Masi, wherever. But Joburg, you guys don't have stars here?
You guys know what stars are?
Yeah, you know. So, the lights and whatnot that actually obscure the vision. Now, the best stargazing, like I said, is done away from cities. They can produce a lot of light, which is scattered by the atmosphere, making many stars invisible. Now, one way to help you spot faint stars is to look away from where you think the star is. Oh, that's dope. Your eyes are actually more sensitive to light at the edges of your vision, meaning you will find it easier to spot stars. This is why we actually catch those shooting stars. It's not because you looked directly at the shooting star, it's because you saw it with your third eye. We call it the third eye. Yeah. So you a little movement, and then you're like, all right, shooting star. That's what they literally say. Okay, try looking away from where the star, to spot a star, mm-hmm. probably try looking away from it. Mm-hmm. And that's how basically, you know, you'd actually catch, okay, there's a star there.
Right. So is it my movement that causes the whole, you know, shooting star effect, or is it actually a shooting star and then I so happen to see it?
It's actually a shooting star.
Right.
But you noticed it with your third eye.
Cool.
Because that movement,
you see somebody disappearing. I think I just saw.
They are saying it is important to remember that you should never look directly at the sun. Please don't look directly at the sun. I remember there was a time there was a solar eclipse, and shops and stores were giving out these eclipse glasses, not glasses, but plastic made or paper made of like lenses for those that will eventually, you know how we are, eventually then decide to look up and look at the, you know, solar eclipse.
Did you never look? You always said don't look. Like,
I did that without.
Look. Exactly.
Don't do what I did, because I'm already experiencing problems. I actually looked up directly without the glasses, I was like,
it's, you know, your age. It's, with glasses, got without the glasses. To do with glasses.
Hey, you never know. Maybe I should eat right. Carrots.
It's got nothing to do with the poor stars. Like.
So what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say there's no effect of looking at the sun directly?
I don't have an effect.
But you look at the sun directly.
When I look at the sun, I know like momentarily, like moments after, if I look away, I see blue patches instead of seeing clearly. So maybe that doesn't have an effect on a person's eye.
Long term. I'm talking about long term effects.
I don't know. I'm not old yet, so.
I'm the one who's got. Yeah. Oh, these are bullets. I didn't notice these were bullets. But anyway, like they're saying, the sun is too bright to look at. Like doing so will damage your eyesight and might even blind you.
Ooh.
Something, the story about Stevie Wonder. We'll look for that, because he was not born blind, Stevie Wonder.
I know a couple of people.
He was not born blind.
Sure, I think that's the worst,
So it's one of those things. So yeah, man. Night sky. I know there's been a lot of stories where people actually used the sky to do some things. How Jesus was found after the birth.
Right.
The three wise men.
Right,
you know, it was following a specific star. I think I've watched, there's also this movie called The Rock is actually a voice in it. It's an animation. The Rock it's right here at the tip of my tongue. But anyway, the movie, it's about sailors, the culture, the tribe. They used to be sailors, but not anymore, blah blah. So the
Moana.
Daughter Moana, thank
right.
you.
Yeah. Moana.
Hey, you understand?
Yeah.
So they also use stars. They even there's the hand gesture. Yeah, seven. And then
is it,
you know,
from north or
something like something that? Like, I forgot.
Yeah. Which way is north?
Hey, so that has actually helped a lot of sailors. I know for a fact where, like, it's just a vast range of water and.
Kind of, what star do you follow? Actually, like, if you had a campus and then you lost your campus. There's a star you follow that will
What's
always
the North Star?
Tell you
What's a North
is
Star?
It north or south? I just forgot.
Oh,
bruh.
It's a North Star that you follow, but it has a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a. You see, the thing I was telling you about Gucci, this old people are gonna. I mean, this wise people.
The elder. All right.
Elder are gonna pass on, and they haven't taught us so much.
True.
You know,
true. But scripture, like they say, if you want to hide something from a black person, put it away.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. We blacks, because we believe in communism and we how do I put it?
In
like we don't read, we speak.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Yeah. So we're not going to spend time
going
writing
through
things. Like, if imagine back then, if you're like reading stuff and somebody's there, like, what are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
You know what I mean? Like, we gather and we talk. That's why we have Boditomo and stuff. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's just us, you know? And moving that out, and then now we have to think the new age of learning is through books. It's sad because it also isolates people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Someone is probably listening, like, and books are for white people. I'm like, hey, my nigga. Understand. Wait, dog. Like, go back in history, actually.
Yeah.
You'll find, okay, you know, scrolls, scriptures and whatnots were here for us. Ethiopia is very rich. Apart from Egypt, Ethiopia is very rich in terms of history. African history or religious history or anything. Like, history, Ethiopia, on all those scrolls that are found randomly.
You just said a scroll, bro. You know what I mean? You hear a scroll, you're like, oh, Aladdin. You know, back in the times. Or maybe watch too much movies. But, you know, stuff like the Aurora, I'd love to see that happen before. And, you know, I guess I still got to do a little bit of traveling. But I think there's a lot of people call them omens. You know, if you read The Alchemist also, you like learn Guti, the universe and the environment is always communicating things to us. It's just we don't know how to interpret it, you know.
Yeah, true.
So that's why I'm saying this, well, people. Like, you know, but yeah, there's a segment on Right for Education. I've been taught on night skies. Yes?
Yep.
Anything missing?
Nix.
Cool.
Nix.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we will be sharing another article, another more content on things we do not know. I always say it's all about general knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. Still listening to the Alpha Breakfast right here on Sky Alpha HD Radio, two of the stars. It is 32 after 8. Having that, let's just go on a short commercial break. This one coming through from Mozart. It is,
one of my favorite.
I know you love him.
I love her.
Oh, you love her.
Like, she, yeah, I know. Mm.